This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
This is Dick Advocaat's first home game in charge, Lee, of Sunderland. It's always a highly charged match, this one as well. Sunderland have actually won the last four against Newcastle, so they might go into this with a bit of pep in their step. Newcastle lost the last three as well, and they are struggling without Papi Cissé.
Yeah, they haven't won since... Newcastle haven't beaten Sunderland since August 2011 when they won 1-0. Pretty low-scoring game, generally. But Sunderland did put three past them last February, didn't they? At Newcastle as well. It's an unbelievable record. Beat them twice now to nil at St James's Park.
You'll notice there as well, Adam Johnson scoring in both those games. Yeah. He might be back after his ban.
I mean, that's a true mug bet, isn't it? You know, backing him when he's, you know, just because of his previous form, but you never know, do you? I mean, that's how these mug bets work. You kind of think, nah, he can't do it again. Then all of a sudden he pops up and, you know, I'm sure he'll be getting all sorts of stick from the fans at the stadium as well. What price is he to score in this one? He's 23-10, so he's not really big enough to kind of think, oh yeah, that's a good bet. Look, I just think this is a very tense match, mainly for Sunderland, because they're in all sorts of bother. If they lose this, then you know that really could hit them hard. And there's been no real upturn in form since Dick Advocaat Black Cat took over. Not scoring goals. I mean, I suppose the fact that that Fletcher got his goals for Scotland maybe give him a bit of an extra encouragement.
Yes.
But that's about as far as I can go with this. I just think it'll be a low-scoring game. Lots of players out for Newcastle, including Papi Cissé. I'm going to look at a low on the goals bet and steer away from the outrights. I'd go for a draw, probably, if pushed on the outright selection, but under 2.5 at 8-13, I can see that. It's not a blistering bet by any stretch of the imagination, but I think Sunderland will be mad keen not to lose this. I'm not sure Newcastle have got the wherewithal to go and win it, so the draw are under 2.5, I suppose.
Sunderland, Derek, undoubtedly got more to play for right now than Newcastle.
Yeah, but yeah, against anybody else, you'd say that, you know, who in Newcastle's position. But this is a North East derby, so Newcastle aren't going to go there with the flip-flops on. I mean, both sides in shocking form. I mean, both sides should lose this game, given the way they're playing. What a signing Jermaine Defoe has been. One goal for Sunderland, not for him. Sunderland, that's all they've scored in six games since he's arrived. You can't back Sunderland at these odds, even though they've got it all to play for, because they just don't score enough goals. And Newcastle aren't playing well enough to be backed at such, you know, below 2-1. Nah, I'm not having that. I'd agree with Lee. It screams low on the goals. The fear factor big. No one wants to take a risk. Lee's being cautious, Colin, again with the under 2.5 at 8-13. I'm going to go under 1.5 at 2-1. I think there's a big difference between those odds, and it's only one goal more. Do you know what I mean? It's that you're playing. You're trying to avoid. I like that one. I like that better.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.